If you didn't know, I want to tell you this. The wolf at the top of the hill is never as hungry as the wolf climbing the hill. Say that one more time. The wolf at the top of the hill is never as hungry as the one climbing the hill. Yo, this is Roderick, man. Roderick Allen, I'm back again. I took about a week and a couple of days off since I was Thanksgiving holidays, and I want to just get my mind set and get my mind focused on what I needed to do to start back. We're approaching a new year. 2022 is quickly approaching. And I wanted to talk to y'all briefly about complacency. And when I said that statement, the wolf at the top of the hill is never as hungry as the one climbing the hill, that's very true. A lot of times we get to the point that we think that we're doing fine, we stop hustling. We stop grinding. We stop trying to better ourselves. That's the absolute worst thing you can do. Complacency is the kryptonite to all men. Not most men, all men. I'm going to go ahead and say all men. A lot of times, man, we get to the point we might have these little women talking to us. You might have a little change in the pocket in your bank account. You might have the job that you think that you're there, but something is inside you telling that you need to keep going. But a lot of times, us men, we don't do it. We stop. And that's when the bottom falls out, folks. And then we're at the point wishing that we should have did this. I don't want to get to that point when I get in my 60s. I get in my 60s, I'm going to be one of the sexy grandpas that's just chilling, having my stuff taken care of, and I'm still steady grinding because I want to make sure that my effort, my results are the product of my hustle and my desire to move forward and be a better me for my children, for my grandchildren. Well, they ain't got grandchildren yet, but they're on the way, I pray. In the future, you know, just you don't want to be in retrospect looking back at yourself thinking, man, I wish I would have did this. Les Brown had one of the best statements in his motivational speak I was listening to today. He was saying that imagine you're on your deathbed and the dreams and ideas that you had throughout your life were looking at you. They were looking at you with angry, large angry eyes, saying that, hey man, we came to you with this idea and you didn't jump on it. You didn't step to it. You didn't pursue it. And now we got to die with you. One of the richest places in the world is a cemetery. Why? Because those are where all the ideas and millionaires buried their dreams because they didn't do it. And a lot of times you can get complacent. You can blame outside factors. Oh man, these haters on me. They're talking about me. These people, this spouse is never supporting me. You know what? Effort. Forget it. They don't have to support you. Why? Because that dream, that idea, that thought was not given to them. It was given to you. You have to think about that. It was given to you for a reason to pursue it. And it doesn't go away, but you can't get complacent about it. I see a lot of people when over the course of my careers and stuff like that, working in the manufacturing field and the hotel industry, brilliant minds, but they're stuck at a place where they can go no further. And it's almost like they're inside of a box or a coffin, and they handed the world the nails and the hammer to seal them in. You don't have to seal yourself in or be complacent because you're causing yourself to be your own enemy. You don't have to do that. The world is already against us, especially men. I know sometimes you may see on YouTube that little statement about this guy saying that when the man tells you he's all right, he's not all right. He's going through demons and a lot of stuff that you can't possibly be thinking of or be aware of. That's true. A lot of stuff, we have outside influences that tell us every day to stop. Just sit there. It's easier just to sit there and not do anything. That's probably the reason why the wolf at the top of the hill is chilling. He's not climbing anymore. That's a tough climb. I've been going to the gym lately, trying to get myself back in shape. And I'm back doing my bench presses. And I was thinking about it when I was throwing up the weight. When your arms are already up there, that's part of the resistance. But when it's laying on your chest, you have to push it up. So let me rephrase that. So when your arms are, you already pushed the weight completely off of you and trying to set it back up on the rack, that's like being at the top of the hill. But the bottom, the part that you're grinding is pushing that weight off your hill, your chest, and continuously. So you start off with a max weight. I'm doing old school. You start off with a max weight, right? That's, you know, you probably get 3 reps of whatever weight that is. That's the weight you're working towards. So eventually you're going to surpass that weight, that max. That's part of your grinding process. I'm going to keep pushing this weight off till it's lighter and lighter. Now, once it's lighter, guess what's happening? I need to go put some more weight on. I need to put some more weight to pursue a better me, a stronger me. That means lifting weights, exercising, eating right, reading. Warren Buffett reads like 6 bucks a month. This man's a billionaire. Why don't we do that? In the Bible, it also tells you, in Timothy, study to show yourself approved. It's telling you. You might not be a biblical scholar. I'm not. But the Bible also gives you a lot of things that tells you how to guide yourself through life, especially men. So if you look at like Proverbs, the whole 31 chapters of Proverbs, it tells you how to A, govern yourself accordingly, be better as a person, husband, father, son, how to handle yourself in negative situations, all the way going down to the last chapter, how to look for a better woman. In Proverbs 31:1. But try not to veer off the topic too much, but besides that, you're reading and you're studying those things to make yourself a better person. That's part of the climbing the hill process. That's part of the climbing the hill process. That's all it is. Everything that we do is in the effort to make us better. That's it. You can't get complacent, y'all. We can't get complacent. I'm telling myself that because, to be honest, I'm giving a transparency moment. I've always been in the manufacturing field or the hotel field when I got out of college. Those two things always kind of stuck out to me. And one day I was interviewing for a general manager job at a hotel. And a guy looked at my resume and he was like, you know, you got a lot of stuff, experience. Haven't you moved further there along than just being a general manager? And I thought about it. And I actually was honest with him. Said I wasn't mentally ready. No, I wasn't. I was complacent. I was complacent and not pursuing a better life for myself. So the same thing can be said as with other, when I was in the manufacturing field. I had opportunity to, at one job I was at, to learn more about a certain system in order to improve myself and shoot myself higher in the ranks, better pay for my family. Didn't do it. Oh, I'm all right. I got this amount of money, man. I'm straight. No. Guess what happened? If I would have did that when the economy went down in 08, I wouldn't have lost my job. I would have been at, let me correct that. I would have been in a better predicament. I lost my job because I got fired. To be honest with you, transparency moment. I lost my job because I got fired. But if I would have done what I was supposed to do on that end, learning a better system and aggressively learning it to succeed, I wouldn't have been in that situation when I would have been out that area. I would have been in a higher paying area, so I wouldn't even have to deal with the circumstances that I got fired for. And I don't blame anybody. I blame myself. So you cannot get complacent with this life, y'all. We got to move forward. We got to better goal in life. We got a better expectation for ourselves. We got more out there than just the status quo. We can't just do the bare minimum and just chill. All right. So I'm going to wrap this up and be ready to clock in, punch this clock. But I want to just give y'all a heads up. What we're going to do? I got a lot of things working on. So in 2022, Lord willing, I plan to push some clothing out for my motivational speaking, working on a YouTube channel. And the part about being complacent, I'm working on different licenses for myself. I've also spent about 5 years in the insurance industry, working at Geico. I'm going to go ahead and get that license. We have to look for different things to have passive income for ourselves in order to make sure that the job doesn't quit on you. Think about it. We can easily quit a job, but sometimes the job quits on us. Meaning that nothing in this, especially in this economy, nothing is safe. But when you building that nest egg for yourself, that's the rock that you're going to be standing on. Well, I'll go back to the Bible for a quick second. It says that Jesus did a parable about a house that was built on sand and rock. He said, the ones that's built on the rock will prevail, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You want to build your life on a rock. Rock of financial security, physical health, better health, better mental well-being, especially for men. We are so overlooked when it comes to the standpoint of mental health. Because honestly, animals, children, and women, a lot of times they're thought of and loved more than men. Men are supposed to be okay. Well, you're just supposed to handle it. A lot of times men are going through a lot of things that nobody talks about. So you want to make sure that you're building your rock that you can stand on. Get yourself better mentally. Get yourself better spiritually. So that these things, when they come, you can stand firm and still keep going. Because think about it, a lot of people are dependent on you. They may not say it, but they are. They're dependent on you. And you are dependent on yourself. You are your biggest fan. You can be your biggest fan, and you also can be your worst enemy. That person, Grant Hill, from all old school people, had a basketball commercial for Fila. He was talking to someone, telling them that, you always think that I'm going to do something wrong or something like that. In essence of the commercial, he was talking to a person saying that, I'm going to defeat your doubts and negativity. And who was he talking to? He was talking to himself in the mirror. That's what we have to do. That complacency, that's the mirror. That's the negative output. That's the block that's blocking us. But it's all about us. Nobody gives us complacency. We're complacent on our own. So you can't go throughout the world blaming everybody else for your lack of doing. Can't. So I just want to holler at y'all real quick. I said I was about to step off, but I'm about to go back in for real now. We're going to start moving forward, man. We got to do it. We're going to do it together. Be on the lookout. I'm going to start posting more, trying to figure out a different way to get this merchandise out, this YouTube channel working. I'm going to do bigger and better things with this podcast. 2022 is going to be the best for all of us, not just me, for all of y'all out here. And let's start. Don't wait till January 1st with that New Year's resolution crap. No, start now. Start now. It is right now December the 5th. It's December the 5th. Start now. Give yourself a month head start. Do what you got to do. Grind hard for 6 months. But so by June, you won't recognize yourself, and the world definitely won't recognize yourself, but you will be happy with the results. We're going to get it. I'm going to make sure. I'm telling you, within 6 months, a lot of things are going to change. I'm going to claim it. You got to claim it. You got to hold yourself accountable. Don't BS yourself. The world already wants to BS us. All right? Peace. Y'all stay strong. Do me a favor. Everybody that's listening to this, want to come up with some ideas that you want to talk about for this podcast, or things that you want to reach out to me about, I'm going to tell you my email address, SAVTOMACON at Outlook.com. That's SAVTOMACON at Outlook.com. We're going to make this move forward, man. Not just me, but I'm going to do it for everybody. We're going to do it together. Got to stand firm on our beliefs, stand firm on our square, do what we got to do. Peace out, y'all. I'll holler at y'all later.